Hello and welcome to the Shared Space podcast with me, your host, David Rowles. In this podcast series, I will be looking at the world of work, business and working solutions with a focus on small businesses and entrepreneurs and how many of them choose the co-working way, or what I prefer to refer to as a shared space. The idea for the podcast came about when the producer of this show, Julio Gonzalez, was looking for premises for a small studio for his company, Zyma Media. Zyma is a semordinalap of Remix. That's Remix spelt backwards. This was in the fall, autumn of 2019. And rather like finding the right house, whether renting or buying, it was no easy choice or decision, weighing up the pros and cons, doing the numbers and so forth, before finding novel co-working suited his business needs. Novel co-working and similar companies provide a location for entrepreneurs and small businesses to operate from. But it is simply more than a retail space and storefront. However, that was only 9 months ago. And during that time, the world and the global economy has been overcome and disrupted by something that business owners and even economic forecasters never saw coming: the COVID-19 pandemic. So, with the world of work in such disarray, the original idea for this podcast seemed even more relevant, as the future of the workplace will undergo radical changes rather than a more natural evolution. But hopefully, one that, while with a little less physical shared space, one that maintains and encourages the sharing of ideas, resources, and the human connection. So what is the definition of co-worker? Well, it's often described as a person who works, typically someone in a similar role or at a similar level within an organization. A person engaged in the practice of co-working. Co-working can be further defined as the use of an office or other working environment by people who are self-employed or working for different employers, typically so as to share equipment, ideas, and knowledge. I will return to this definition and its implications after meandering through the recent maze of co-working connotations in a short moment. So how did co-working come about? Brad Newberg, a plucky entrepreneur in San Francisco, where else, was the first to coin the term co-working, as he created the first co-working space in 2005. And the word space I would like to return to later. Now, co-working is pretty much a global phenomenon, as co-working spaces are hitting town. Well, indeed, many towns and cities, certainly as evidenced by an annual growth rate of 24.2%, with an anticipated 5 million co-working members by 2022. In this series, I want to delve deeper into the paradigms and constructs of the culture of business, work, and sharing. According to Co-working Magazine, yes, that's how far things have evolved. There is even a magazine. 4 million co-workers may not sound a lot in global terms, but every trend starts from scratch. And so there are media out there to aid and encourage startups, entrepreneurs, freelancers, and yes, corporates. Co-working possibly has something for many diverse business operations. So is co-working a misnomer? What is co-working? Co-working is not just about the sharing of infrastructure and cost. It is about belonging to a community, accessibility, and sustainability. Co-working is the new way of working and sharing. Co-working spaces are designed to provide a productive and collaborative environment for their dynamic inhabitants, and created without corporate constraints on what is perceived to be an office environment, offering flexible memberships to suit most needs. Let's take a look at how a few organisations and people define co-working. Over at Wikipedia, they say co-working is a social gathering of a group of people who are still working independently, but who share values and who are interested in the synergy that can happen from working with people who value working in the same place alongside each other. While at Google, in Google's dictionary terms, co-working is a type of work that includes the use of an office or other working environment by people who are self-employed or working for different employers, typically so as to share equipment, ideas, and knowledge. And this one that I particularly like, What is Co-working? By Gail Palethorpe, who is a writer and world traveller. For her, she defines co-working is where you can hang out, slurping on espresso, taking an impromptu nap in a hammock, thrash a partner at a game of ping pong, or totally immerse yourself in your own world of work. You can bounce ideas off someone else's brain. You can learn a new tech skill or find yourself a mentor or an investor that believes in your idea. Co-working is the new way of working, with the freedom to pick where in the world you want to be, when you want to work, and who you wish to surround yourself with. However, as I mentioned earlier, and as the podcast is similarly titled, Shared Space is the term I prefer. For me, the use of the word worker is either outdated or outmoded. Merriam-Webster defines a worker as A, one that works, especially at manual or industrial labour, or with a particular material, and B, a member of the working class. To put that in a more socio-economic construct, let me define worker under the term proletariat, the labouring class, especially the class of industrial workers, who lack their own means of production and hence sell their labour to live. If we contrast that with the definition of capitalist, a person who has capital, especially invested in business. And furthermore, the definition of bourgeoisie, the social class that came to own the means of production during industrialization, and whose societal concerns are the value of property and the preservation of capital. So where do co-workers fit among such definitions? And where do they view themselves in business and socio-economic terms? And is it even significant? Therefore, as the tendency has been for startups and growing businesses to find a shared space, one that shares a similar philosophy, shares ideas, and enables workers to work off of each other, aiding creativity and innovation, even if at the current time we are unable to physically share a space. I hope this podcast will give entrepreneurs and business people a shared space to share their thoughts of the world of work, workers, and business in the here and now, and the near future. And hopefully inspire others to see the benefits and even to do the same. To borrow from those great Beatles songstrels, Lennon and McCartney, we can work it out. The Shared Space podcast is a Zyma Media production, produced by Julio Gonzalez. Zyma Media provides solutions to all your composition, audio, and video production needs. You can find Zyma, remember, that's remix backwards, on Twitter at Zyma Media or online at zyma.co. Original music for the Shared Space podcast was composed and arranged by Julio Gonzalez. Want to find out more about the Shared Space podcast? You can find us on Twitter and Instagram at Shared Space Pod, and also online at sharedspacepodcast.com. To subscribe and listen to the Shared Space podcast, you can find us at Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Stitcher, and Audio Boom. Thank you.